Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thanks for joining us for the Art of Translation preview call. We're just waiting for a few seconds for some people I see logging into the call, so just sit tight for a few seconds. Okay, I see a few more people have joined us. And I think we can go ahead and begin. I'm Christian Marie Herron, your host and creator of the Art of Translation course, where the beauty of your story is crafted with words and images that reflect your true value and essence. I'll be presenting along with my friend and amazing artist, Jessica Theron. So just relax and listen in. Just so you know, everyone is muted. At the end of the call, you have the opportunity to ask questions. Just press star 2, and I'll remind you again at the end. Okay? So first, a big thank you to everyone who is able to join us live and to anyone who will be listening to this as a recording. Thank you for your time and your energy. We really, really appreciate it. So the purpose of this preview call is to provide you with an overview of what this course is all about, who it's for, why should someone invest in learning how to tell your story, what's the content, what to expect, and what you'll get out of it, and then finally how to sign up. So we'll start by introducing ourselves. As Jessica and I were preparing for the call yesterday, we thought it would be fun to introduce each other. So I will read Jessica's short bio, and then she'll do the same for me. So Jessica Theron is an artist, guide, and a psychocartographer. She makes images that help people connect to the truth of their own experiences. She is currently living in Prague, the land of her ancestors, where she maintains an active studio practice while helping other artists to consistently make the work that they are here to make, and recently published her biggest art project to date, a book and a series of paintings called Field Guide to the Czech Psyche.
Thank you, Christian. So hello, everyone. I'm Jessica Theron, and I'm super happy to be here and also super happy to be reading Christian's bio because it's such a gorgeous example of what she does and what she is about to help you all with should you sign on. So Christian Marie Herron is a strategic storyteller and brand strategist. She is the founder and owner of Herron Media, a boutique, bespoke storytelling and branding company serving entrepreneurs and small businesses in a variety of industries. Her joy is helping business owners weave together the symphony of their personal experiences, talent, and desires into a powerful brand story that helps them attract more clients and make more money. She's a New England native, but currently lives in Florida with her husband and 3 children.
Wow, thank you so much, Jessica. I really appreciate the intro. It's so nice. I love your work, too. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a brief background, and because I am a storyteller, I thought it would be appropriate to just share just a quick short story with you. So the purpose of sharing the story is to show you how powerful it is to truly be seen for who you are. So a little bit about me. I've been running my business for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years November 1st. And before I created this business, I spent about 17 years working in corporate America as an HR manager. So I have lots of coaching experience. I've guided people through lots of transitions, both in life and work. I liked my work because I was able to observe and listen, and I'm very good at uncovering things that people don't ordinarily see. Like most people who work in corporate environments, I became very disillusioned, disappointed, and longed to use more of my creative abilities. As a kid, I was always drawing or writing little stories. I won a poetry contest in 5th grade, and I really wished I kept that poem. All I remember was that I worked really hard to make sure that it rhymed. I actually wrote the poem about my best friend. One of the first stories I remember writing was a Star Wars-themed story, and I wrote about Ewoks and a magical blue orb. Fast forward to my teenage years, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit that I wrote a screenplay for an episode of Miami Vice, which happened to be my very favorite show that I was totally obsessed with as a teenager. I had Crockett and Tubbs photos plastered all over my bedroom that I shared with my sister, and she just would say, "You're just so weird." I started as an art major in college and then switched to business after my very well-meaning parents convinced me that I would never be able to make a living pursuing art. So I ended up with a master's in management, but I always kept writing. I always kept up that creative side regardless of whatever I happened to be doing for work. So now the short story. The short story is about Miss Standard. Miss Standard was my art teacher, and I had the very good fortune of having her both in middle school and in high school. I was a very quiet kid, very introverted and shy, and high school years were particularly rough, especially in the beginning, because I lost my my best friend through her going to private school. I stayed in public school. So I struggled for a little bit the first couple of years to find my tribe, the kids that I would end up hanging out with my junior and senior year. But the freshman and sophomore year were kind of tough. And Miss Standard was a wonderfully quirky, incredibly enthusiastic, and very genuine teacher. And she always encouraged my artistic ability, even when I looked down and I thought what I created looked like just garbage. She would just be like, "Oh, you are so talented. I can't believe you made that." And so she really nurtured that part of me that longed for some kind of identity and showed me that I had value, that I actually had some talent. I was also very fair-skinned, had bad skin, and was really embarrassed about it. And the last thing I wanted to do was to stand out in any way. I just wanted to stay invisible. And I think she noticed that in me, and she wasn't I don't think she was pandering to me at all. She was really genuine and went out of her way to tell me. She would say, "You know, you look beautiful today." And I could really feel that she meant it, because she didn't do it in front of the class. She would pull me aside and tell me, "I love the way you did your hair. You look really pretty today," that kind of thing. And so this is what I want for you and what I do for my clients. I help them remember who they are and celebrate their talents and their gifts. I create the space for them to feel seen and understood. So that's the story that I share with you. And hopefully that illuminates how important it is to have someone that's your ally and will serve as sort of a mentor and a guide to keep reminding you who you are and how great you are. So a lot of my clients tell me often that I get them like no one else has, and I consider it an honor to be able to do this work. So let's talk a little bit about the course itself. So the Art of Translation is an intimate and intensive 4-week program supporting a small group of heart-centered, like-minded entrepreneurs where you will learn how to create your own unique brand story. Not only will you have a brand story that will illuminate your value, you'll also walk away with a custom-made piece of art that embodies you and your storytelling journey. So why tell your story? You need to be able to tell your story because people want to see the real you. That's really just the bottom line. This is especially important for entrepreneurs because you want to be able to connect with your ideal clients or target market, and storytelling is the number one way to accomplish this. So many talented people and entrepreneurs don't believe their stories are valuable. I've seen so many of my clients hide the best parts of themselves without even realizing it. They take for granted all of their life experiences and instead hide all of their real value behind what they think people want to hear and see. And I know it can be hard to figure out exactly what to say in a way that feels good and attracts the people you want to be working with. It's hard to remember who you truly are. And story means different things to different people. Some people think they have to share their entire life story, or that they have to be funny or entertaining to be able to tell a story. That's how I used to feel for a long time. Now, back in my corporate days, I used to have to do a lot of public speaking as part of my job, and I never thought I was good at it until people would say, "Wow, you're really engaging. You did a really great job. because I never thought of myself as particularly funny or entertaining, and that's really not the purpose of telling a story. A good story creates an experience, and people who hear a story walk away with a feeling. And so a good example of this is there was a time when I was working in a downtown location, and I was really bored and was looking for something to do during my lunch hour. So I attended a poetry reading. And the readings were all beautiful, but I remember one reading in particular. It was a story, a poem about drowning. And one line of that poem just flayed me because it encapsulated a kaleidoscope of emotions: the pain, the loss, the helplessness, and the inexplicable grief. And I'll remember that forever. And that reading was another example of storytelling. It's an artistic expression, different form, but really powerful and beautiful. So I know it can be hard to tell your story, where and how to start, what to include, what if I expose too much, and how the hell do I even begin to organize it? That's probably the biggest reasons people come to me to work with me, is because most people have a variety of experiences. They have a lot of different desires they want to express, but I just don't know how to even begin to organize it. So the best way to tell your story is to allow yourself to be seen in a safe and small group gathered specifically to bear witness to your journey. So I'll help you uncover metaphors and specific themes that you probably have never thought of that you'll use to weave together your story. And Jessica will be listening in during the group sessions and will be taking note of the visual images that emerge for each of your individual drawings as the program progresses. So why the art of translation? So we'll share a little bit about our story. I'll share a little bit about my piece, and Jessica will share a little bit about hers. But basically, I came across Jessica in a forum. I think it was on Facebook, and she included a link to her site. I clicked on it and was blown away by her work. I loved her artwork, and so I commissioned a piece from her. And at the time, my business was brand new. This was probably almost 2 years ago. And at the time, I was focusing on mainly on coaching and coaching introverted professionals. That's how I originally got started. And I directed her to my website and had, you know, my about page and some of what I was trying to do and who I helped. And through her process, she created this beautiful drawing for me that even now is still unfolding things for me. I have it framed at my desk. So this is a great example of the benefit of having not only a clear story, but then a beautiful visual that represents your story and who I am. And so the more I look at it, the more I uncover, the more that unfolds for me. And what's really cool about it, we chatted about this probably a couple months ago, is I mentioned that I was originally focused on coaching introverted professionals, but then if you look at the picture, and there's actually a picture of it on the sales page, if you go to the Art of Translation sales page on my site, you'll see my rendering that she drew for me. And it says, "Oh, how you make space for our particular kind of beauty. You teach us how to trust ourselves and carve out pockets of space." And you'll see, carving out the pockets of space, to me, that represents the uncovering of stories that I do for people. And then there's a hatchling of these birds coming out of a shell. And that's, again, another representation of the work that I do. And I hadn't realized it at the time of the drawing, but only afterwards, as my business evolved, does this really beautifully reflect. So a lot of times, Jessica is able to see what we can't see or understand what we are not able to understand before we do. And I just think that's really, really great. So as time went on, we started chatting and became friends, and I started to see an intersection of the work that we did, especially as I became more involved in the storytelling aspect of it. And I reached out to her and said, you know, I think a really cool offering would be for us to create an offering. I'll write up a course that will teach people how to write their brand story. And how cool would it be to have other people experience what I experienced, which is a beautiful representation of the work that I do through a visual drawing. So Jessica, I'll hand it over to you so you can give a little bit on or share a little bit about that.
Yes, thank you. I just love hearing about the drawing on your desk and the ways that these drawings keep unfolding for people, because it's always so beautiful, and it's always such a process of unfolding. And I think one of the things that is so that we have in common with what we're really doing, and it's connected to something that my mother actually used to tell myself and my siblings as teenagers. And this was kind of her mantra. And she was the kind of parent who, whenever we were going out as teenagers, we never had curfews. She wouldn't even ask us where we were going. But as we were walking out the door, she would just say to us, "Remember who you are." And I've heard you say that, and I know that's one of the things that you really help people do in your work as well, which is to remember who we are. And so my work is really about, I mean, as a painter and as an image maker myself, it's really been about using these images as a way to uncover and connect to the truth of who I am, you know, through my own experiences and through the things I'm feeling and thinking. And it's really, for me, art making has been the most powerful way to gain access to the essence and the truth of who I am. And what I love about it so much is that not only is the process deeply satisfying and fulfilling in that way, but then I have objects that I get to surround myself with that continue speaking to me and continue to remind me of who it is that I really am. So eventually what I started doing is I thought to myself, you know, if this works so well for me, how can I apply this and help others to also really remember who they are through images and give them a drawing, a painting, an object that they can surround themselves with that every time they look at it and every time they return to it, it's this visual reminder. It holds a place in their space about, oh, this is who I really am. And it becomes this kind of beautiful touchstone that we can return to for that reminder. But also the other beautiful thing that I love about these so much is that it also really, it influences our space in a way that other people also that are connected to who we are. You know, I've had so many people talk about the drawings and the paintings being in their homes and the kind of conversations they start that are so different than the conversations that are usually had, because here is a piece of art that is all about the essence of who you are and what matters and what you hold most dear. So they're just beautiful, beautiful ways to really connect to who we really are.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I love the fact that you said that the drawings serve as a touchstone, because I couldn't agree more. And just the whole connection piece and being able to, first of all, recognize in yourself who you really are and then create a narrative through a story. So you have that. You have the words. And then you have this beautiful drawing that you can always return to. And like me and for other people that you've drawn for, you know, the experience is very similar in that it's a continued experience of exploration and new things keep unfolding. And I just want to also mention, too, that, you know, Jessica lives in Prague. I'm in the U.S., and it took a little bit for it to come in the mail, but when it came in the mail, I just love the big, beautiful stamps that came on the package. It was just really cool. And so it's this whole anticipatory experience, because I had no idea what the drawing was going to look like or what it was going to be. And then it just arrived in this beautiful surprise. And so you're excited to open up the envelope, and then there it is, the drawing. It's a custom drawing made just for you based on who you are.
Yes. Which, again, is the parallel between what we're both really doing, is really helping people to craft their stories and images that reflect those stories in a really person-specific, custom way, which is really intimate and special.
No, I agree.
I agree.
So thank you for sharing your process. That was great. I think it was really helpful for people to hear how you work, a little bit about how I work, and which leads me really to the next part, which is, who is this for? And this is really for anyone who owns a business or is looking to start a business and is challenged with how to combine, like I said before, your experience, your talent, what you do as far as your work or your business and why you do it into a clear and compelling narrative. If you have a website, you can use your story to use as part of your about page, and you can use it throughout your site. You can use it in your marketing materials as part of any talks or lectures that you might give. And ultimately, the main goal, my hope, is for you to feel more confident, and confidence is what helps create trust. So the most important thing is that you'll be able to really articulate in a beautiful way what you do, why you do it, and who you serve in a way that feels really natural and good. I can't tell you how many times I've been stumped when someone asked me what I did before I got clear on the work that I was going to do, and I either struggled to string together a coherent sentence or two, or blurted out a jumbled approximation of what I did, and I always, you know, walked away feeling foolish. So having your clear story creates and nourishes your business as well, because your business is an extension of you. And that's why it's so important. It's not just having the written version of your story in hand. It's really creating the symphony of your story and your business and how they're interrelated. And that's really is what's going to help make you stand out from the crowd of whatever it is you're doing, because people will get a view into you and they'll have this resonant picture of how you could possibly help them or serve them in some way. So I really see story as an invitation for a conversation. It opens the door to building relationships, and relationships are absolutely what help your business to flourish. So I know Jessica works with a lot of artists, and I'd like for you, just if you don't mind, talk about the benefit you see for artists and creative people.
Absolutely. This is such a huge piece, especially for us artists, because so many of us struggle so heartily to, one, describe what we do, and then communicate it in a way that feels authentic. You know, we have so many situations where we really need to do it, be it first our artist statement, and then a biography. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'm applying for grants, I'm putting together my website, I'm just introducing myself at a party, and I really need ways to articulate what it is that I do in a way that other people can connect with. And I just know so many artists who struggle with this, and so, you know, this is an amazing opportunity to have a chance to really write a bio that you can then use in different places on your website for those grant applications. When you're having an exhibition and the gallery calls you and says, oh, we need a bio, last minute bio. You know, whatever the situation is, going through this process gives you a clear story that you can then draw on and adapt for all of these different situations. And it's just such a foundational piece. It's like, you know, we have these tools as artists, like our paintbrushes or whatever our mediums are. And in my opinion, to be a professional artist, this is just one of the tools that you need in so many different situations.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, the majority of the clients that come to me are in some kind of transition. So I work, and they're in a variety of different industries. So they're either just starting out and don't know how to position themselves in the market, or they're poised for tremendous growth. For example, I just worked with a book publisher recently who's it's a boutique publishing house that's really taking off. She's got some really great authors whose books are doing really well, and she wanted her story written to prepare for press releases and things like that. So, and then I had another person who had several different businesses and wanted to combine them into one, but had no clue how to, first of all, talk about who she was and what she did. She was a fitness trainer, a health coach. She was a massage therapist. She went to culinary school. She just had all these different experiences. And so I helped her craft a story when we worked together and really uncovered the essence of what she wanted to do. And one of my gifts is being able to pick out metaphors for people and themes that I see in people's life. And what emerged for me for her is she had moved around quite a bit, but she was the type of person that once she decided on something, she was fully committed. She never regretted any decision or anything like that, and she was uncannily good at finding clues. She learned how to heal herself naturally from some health conditions that she was suffering from, and that's what she helped her clients with, was helping them heal their conditions, you know, without judgment and that kind of thing. And then she ended up moving to Hawaii. It spoke to her on so many levels, especially, you know, a spiritual level. She just felt like that was her natural home. She was born in the U.S., or in the States, rather, and then really had an affinity for Hawaii and the water, that kind of thing. She just really had a strong desire to be near the water. And so the main theme that emerged for me was what she wanted to do was really help guide people. And so I came up with Wayfinder. I determined that she was a wayfinder, and her tribe were also wayfinders. And wayfinders were ancient Polynesians who were able to navigate without any compass or anything like that the oceans, and they could determine almost to a scientific degree where the fish were, how the currents flowed, what the weather was going to be like, which direction to go in. It was just a very honed in society, these wayfinder people. And she loved that metaphor, and it resonated with her right away. So I just shared that as an example of some of the people I work with and what I do. And I think Jessica expressed that beautifully too.
Well, and I love it too because it just speaks so much to, I think, as we start really looking at our stories and uncovering these different threads, we start to see that the essence of who we are manifests in everything we do.
Right, right.
And your story is such a beautiful example of how once you start looking for those threads, you mm-hmm. start to see them pop up, and then you can finally articulate it, and it starts to feel like your whole life makes sense, really. Like,
yeah.
That's the power of the story.
Yeah. Oh, so well said. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So why should you invest in this course or learning how to tell your story and getting a beautiful custom art piece? And as I mentioned in my short story about Miss Stannard, my beloved art teacher, I experienced firsthand how important it is to work with someone who will help shine the light on your unique brilliance. And hopefully the story I just shared about my person with that had multiple businesses that I ended up finding the Wayfinder theme for her is a good example of that. And really, I created this program so that you can quickly get clear on how to tell your story in a safe setting and connect with other like-minded business owners. Your story serves as a vehicle to illuminate this genius. You'll learn how to write your story in a strategic and selective way that harmonizes all of who you are in your business, and I serve as your guide. And with Jessica's work, you'll also receive a touchstone to keep getting those reminders as far as who you are. So I already mentioned that I worked with entrepreneurs who are in some kind of transition or are brand new, trying to stand out from the crowd, or they're poised for growth, like that book publisher I mentioned, to prepare for press. Or you're ready to shift your business in a completely different direction. I just worked with a life coach who is completely switching gears, and now she's focusing on executive coaching. She feels like that's where her true zone of genius is, and I helped her write her story that really reflects how she helps people and what she does. And the theme there for her was wild, this wild theme and using your natural instincts for leadership and that kind of thing. So basically, if you're ready to shift your business in a different direction and need to be able to convey the right words to your audience, regardless of where you are on the business spectrum, this is the course for you. And so we'll talk about content and what to expect and what you'll get out of it. So by the end of the program, you'll be able to how to structure your personal narrative. In other words, what you stand for and who you help and why you're the best person to work with. You'll get your brand story outline, who you are, what you do, why you do what you do, and why people will just love working with you. And you'll get this edited by me, so you have a cohesive piece by the time we're done. And you'll learn how to stand out from the crowd and how to market your business in a way that feels really natural. I'm not, you know, Jessica and I were talking about this just the other day. We're not about, like, the hard sell. You know, you don't have to market yourself that way. You can really use your story to market yourself in a way that feels really comfortable and natural. And we could also talk about service packages if you're a service provider, or tweak current services that you have. And I worked with someone recently who was doing way too much for way too little, and I helped her tweak her package so that she was able to offer a more robust service doing the work that she loved and released a lot of the administrative stuff that she was doing for her clients that really wasn't serving her or her clients. And, you'll also get a custom-made piece of art that embodies your essence. So that's really the content. Plus, I'll teach you how to tell your story strategically so that you can really access your natural genius. No smoke and mirror tactics that feel weird. This is just your business infused with 100% of you. Plus, you'll get the added bonus of group support of amazing business owners with a variety of experience and talent. I can't tell you how beneficial I've found group courses to be. I still, to this day, and in fact, my first course I ever took in terms of a business owner was a group course, and that was 2 years ago, and I'm still close with those women to this day, and they serve as your confidants, your allies, and they're great supporters for you and your business. You get a private Facebook group, access to a private Facebook group where you can ask for advice, test ideas, and celebrate success. So the course is 4 weeks long, so it'll be one call a week for an hour. So that's four group coaching calls. And then you'll get one 45-minute private one-on-one coaching with me where we focus on you, your business, and the story you want to tell and the direction you want to take. And then you'll get one 8.5 by 12 drawing from Jessica. Well, you'll see your brilliance reflected back every time you look at it, and that's a $179 value. So we talk next about how to sign up, how it works. When you sign up, I just mentioned you get the four-week program where you will, over the course of 4 weeks, uncover and learn how to tell your brand story. This is the foundational piece that you need to attract the right kinds of clients and the right kind of work. And it should feel easy and fun. And when you take this course, it will feel easy and fun. And this is great for people who are tired of reading all kinds of advice on marketing and sales and that kind of thing. The story is really a pivotal way for you to sort of shift your thinking around that and get really comfortable about just having conversations with people. And again, the story serves as the conversation. I already mentioned the four group calls, and a couple of the courses I'll mention, a couple of the activities that we'll be doing, they're really fun, and one is an exercise I created called the Ambassador of You. And what I do is I assign you a country, and you have to write up a description that convinces the group why they would want to visit there, and I'll teach you how to do this using emotional language that connects. So it'll probably pretty much be an obscure country. But the purpose is to get you out of your own head in terms of how do I talk about myself, how do I talk about what I do, and really put yourself in a completely different space. So you are, it's not you that you're talking about, you're talking about a country, but you're learning to use the language that you will apply to your story. And then we'll talk about brand story 101 as defined by me. I'll share with you what has worked, what has been proven to work for my clients, and then we'll talk about strategic words that sell. So I'll give you a list of strategic words that I use with my clients that really help them in terms of really being strategic and mindful about what they write and what they include in their story. And then we'll also have some custom tailored assignments that are designed to help you be really introspective. That's really the beauty of this course and this work, and it helps you be really thoughtful about who you are and how you want to be seen. And you'll also get the drawing, like I said, and then we'll talk about strategy, too. After your story is created, we'll talk about how you can begin implementing what you've learned, what you've created right away, whether it's how to structure your services or how best to position yourself in the market. So as far as the details go, the program runs for 4 weeks, September 10th through October 1st. We meet each Wednesday from 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. I'll record the calls if you can't attend. The investment is $1,197, and that includes your story written by you and edited by me. It includes the 4-week course where you get access to the content that I just mentioned, the Ambassador of You, the Brand Story 101, the Strategic Words That Sell. And you'll also get the 45 minutes of one-on-one time with me and an optional follow-up of 30 minutes of one-on-one time with Jessica to so she can help answer any questions that you may have about the beautiful piece that she's going to create for you. And so it's $1,197 for a 4-week course, and the value is far beyond what that price reflects, because normally my rates start at $2,000 for my private clients who work with me one-on-one, and they're as high as $3,500. And that's because the work I do is so powerful and has such an impact that it serves as a foundational piece for people's business and totally transforms the way they think about themselves and the way they think about their business. So I feel that this really reflects an affordable way of working with me and working with Jessica as well. So that is basically the overview of the course. And to sign up, you can go to my website, which is christianmarieherron.com, The Art of Translation. You can go there and then click on one of the Buy Now badges that you see there. It'll take you right to PayPal, pay your invoice, and then you'll get access to the private Facebook group, and we'll schedule the one-on-one time with me. And that's basically it. And if you have any questions at this point, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. If you don't have any questions, feel free, or if you don't feel comfortable asking them on the call, then you can feel free to send me an email. You can send it to christianmarieherron@gmail.com. And if you'd like to see more of Jessica's work, you can go to jessicasaran.com, and you can see her work there. And that is the end of our call. Jessica, did you have anything else that you'd like to add before we go?
No, I just wanted to thank everyone for being here, and I so look forward to really uncovering the essence of their story and helping them to see it and make images that they get to surround themselves with.
I agree. We're really excited. And I also forgot to mention that we're keeping this group very small. We're limiting it to 6 people. And that is for 2 reasons. One is because the work is really intensive, and I want to be able to dedicate time with you individually to make sure that you're crafting the stories that you want to create. And also it gives enough time for Jessica to be able to create the drawings for you, your custom drawings for you. So it's, again, it's limited to 6 people. Registration is open now. So, again, you can go to my site and sign up. It's christianmarieherron.com/theartoftranslation and sign up there. And registration does close September 9th, so just be mindful of that. It's a pretty short window, but we're excited to get started, and we're excited to meet some of you in the course. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for staying on the call. We're about 40 minutes in. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to follow up with me. And have a great rest of the day.